You're listening to SBS News.
The contest between independent candidate Zali Steggall and former Liberal leader and Prime Minister Tony Abbott was hard-fought. But in the end, the Sydney seat of Warringah was one of the earliest seats to be called, with Mr. Abbott losing his seat. His former colleague Julie Bishop told Nine that he was out of step with his constituents.
I'm very sad. He was a Prime Minister of the country. He has been a Cabinet Minister for a very long time. I was his junior minister when he was a Minister for Health in the Howard Cabinet, and I was the Minister for Aged Care. I was his deputy back in 2013, and he ran one of the most disciplined campaigns in 2013. But I come back to that issue of climate change. He's a climate change denier personified and clearly out of step with his electorate.
Julie Bishop says his role in destabilising the premiership of Malcolm Turnbull did not go down well either.
Tony and Malcolm have never got along. Tony worked to destabilise Malcolm's leadership. Of course, he took over from Malcolm back in 2009 on the issue of climate change. In 2018, when Malcolm introduced the National Energy Guarantee that was argued for by Scott Morrison, Josh Frydenberg, at the party room, it went through the party room. Again, Malcolm's leadership came down to that issue. I think it was an inevitable outcome when you look at the two issues of climate change and marriage equality and the views of the electorate of Warringah, then it was inevitable.
Mr. Abbott faced stiff opposition with the Get Up campaign, which set out in its own words to take on the politicians it felt were blocking change for the better in terms of climate change, multiculturalism, religious freedom and broadcasting. His former colleague, Michaelia Cash, said that didn't put him off.
He has been an outstanding Member of Parliament for 25 years. He is a fighter. And Tony, I think, wouldn't have actually wanted to go out without having a fight. And I campaigned with him 2 weeks ago, and I give him credit. He was just as hungry as he was 25 years ago.
But Independent Senator Darren Hinch felt that Tony Abbott had lost touch.
Not unexpected. I think he had a terrible campaign. I thought his campaign, his comments the other night about Bob Hawke were disgraceful, and it's time that he went. I think that the campaign against him was fair and it worked. And I'm not surprised and not upset that Tony Abbott is gone.
In admitting defeat in front of party faithful in Warringah, he said he'd done his best.
I always knew it was going to be tough here in Warringah. And I can't say that it doesn't hurt to lose. But I decided back then in October of last year that if I had to lose, so be it. I'd rather be a loser than a quitter.
Yeah. Tony Abbott congratulated Zali Steggall on her victory and said he hoped she would have a long and successful career representing Warringah in Parliament. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.